请我们翻到罗马书第七章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了。叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活，叫我们结果子给神。
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的话语是真实的。
Lord, we thank you that your word is truth.
今天晚上我们再来到你的话语跟前。
We come before your word once again tonight.
只有你的话能够启示你自己。
Only your word can reveal yourself.
我们承认我们不懂得你的话。
We have to acknowledge that we do not understand your word.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣灵已经住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit already abides in us.
他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
He will lead us into all truth.
但愿今天晚上。
May it be tonight.
当我们聚集在你脚前的时候。
As we gather before your feet.
主啊，我们求你启示你自己。
May you reveal yourself.
我们虽然空手的来。
Even though we come empty-handed.
让我们能饱满的回去。
May we go away full.
当你满足的时候。
When you are satisfied.
我们也满足。
Then we are satisfied.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
May all glory and love be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们都知道这次大会的主题是讲到达到神永远旨意的途径，十字架。
We know that the theme of this conference this year is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
我的责任乃是说到十字架怎样对付律法。
And my responsibility is how the cross is to deal with the law.
说到十字架，一定要说到两面。
When you speak of the cross, you have to speak of two.Sides of the
一个是客观的，一个是主观的。
One is the objective and one is the subjective.
两千年前，我们的主在十字架上为我们完成了救赎。
2,000 years ago, our Lord completed the work of salvation.
这是客观的。
That is objective.
但是因为圣灵已经降下住在我们里面。
But because the Holy Spirit has come and abides in us.
所以圣灵就把两千年前主在十字架上做成的一切做在我们的里面。
So the Holy Spirit.Brings and does in us that which happened 2,000 years ago.
这是一种的交通。
This is a fellowship.
所以我们称它做十字架的交通。
So we speak of it as the fellowship of the cross.
讲到客观的十字架。
When we speak of the objective cross.
我们必须有看见。
We have to see.
我们必须有认识。
We need to know.
因为那是根据历史上已经发生过的事实。
Because it is according to something that has happened in history.
我们如果要从律法中得着脱离。
If we want to be delivered or freed from the law,
我们必须看见两千年前神已经做了一件事。
We have to see what the Lord has done 2,000 years ago.
我们两千年后来做已经太晚了。
If we are to do it 2,000 years later, it's too late.
他没有留下一样让我们来做的。
He did not leave anything for us to do.
所以两千年前
，So 2,000 years ago,
我们知道主钉十字架的时候
，We know that when our Lord was crucified,
有一件事情发生了
，Something happened.
那这是有关。十字架的救赎。
And this has to do with the redemption of the cross.
那上一次我们就是我们礼拜四早晨的时候。
So Thursday morning.
我们从保罗的一生。
Through Paul's life.
我们从保罗他和律法的历史和关系。
Through his relationship and the history of the law.
我们特别看到讲到十字架的救赎。
We saw the redemption of the cross.
保罗怎样看见。他像他怎样看见他怎样看见他借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了。
How he became dead to the law through the body of Christ.
那这是一个很荣耀的看见。
This is a glorious scene.
那今天晚上
tonight
我们要从另外一个角度。
We're going to go through a different angle.
我们讲的十字架的交通。
We're going to speak of the fellowship of the cross.
十字架的救赎怎样脱离律法
？How the redemption of the cross has delivered us from the law.
十字架交通怎样成全律法
Likewise, how the fellowship of the cross will fulfill the law.
脱离律法和成全律法好像是矛盾的。
To be delivered from the law and to fulfill the law, it's as if it's contradiction.
其实不矛盾的。
But it is not.
我们的主说，他来了，乃是不是废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
Our Lord said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
所以我们今天继续来看十字架。
So today we will continue to see how the cross deals with the law.
那上一次我们说到保罗看见他不能因着律法称义。
Last time we saw that Paul cannot be justified by the law.
人如果要得救,
if someone is to be saved,
如果人在神面前要得着一个地位,
if somebody wants to have a position before God,
这就是从人类历史第一个五旬节到主耶稣钉十字架那个五旬节, 1500年之内神所做的工作。
That is the work that God accomplished between the first Pentecost and the second Pentecost, those 1500 years.
神把律法降下来,
when the law was given,
有一个目的要叫人寻求恩典。
There was a purpose, is that man would seek grace.
律法给是一面镜子。
The law is like a mirror.
给我们看见我们不能遵行神的律法。
To show us that we cannot keep the law.
经过1500年的实验。
So through 1500 years of an experiment.
那个实验证明说人失败了。
That experiment proved that man failed.
证明说人需要救主。
It proved that man needed a savior.
因为这1500年。
Through these 1500 years.
神用世界上最会遵守律法的专家就是犹太人。
God used the experts, those who can keep the law, that is the Jews.
如果专家失败了，所有的人都失败了。
So if the experts were to fail, then all others would fail.
所以那1500年的经历,
those 1500 years of experience,
就把人带到了尽头。
It brought man to its end.
好像一个人到水也被水淹，快淹死的时候。
It's as if a person is about to drown.
你不能立刻救他的。
You cannot go and save him immediately.
那个时候力量他是最大的。
At that point, the one who is drowning has the most strength.
你救他，他要把你拽到水里面。
If you try to save him, he will take you down with him.
你要等到他没有力气。
You have to wait until he is weak.
这个时候你就能救他。
And then you can save him.
这就是2000年的事，2000年以前的事。
This is what happened 2,000 years ago.
经过了1500年。
Through 1500 years.
犹太人这些专家们，他们本来说我们行，我们行，我们行。
The Jews, those experts, they said, we can, we can, we can.
连保罗这样的人，他说我不行。
But even Paul said, I cannot.
现在他们好像到了尽头了。
So it's now as if they've reached their end.
所以主耶稣来到地上。
So the Lord Jesus came to earth.
在这个时候，他做人的救主。
Then he became their savior.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters. 因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见说人不是因律法得救。
Man was not saved by the law.
没有一个人能因着行律法而称义的。
Nobody can be justified through the law.
人得救乃是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Man is justified through faith.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not of yourselves, but a gift from God.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是说，我们神把我们放在恩典底下。
It means that God has put us under grace.
恩典不是你做，恩典是神自己做。Grace
is not that you did anything; it is that the Lord has done.
神在十字架上做。God
has done something on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这叫做什么？
What does it?
这叫做因信称义。This
is justified by faith.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗他看见了。Paul
saw.
他在大马色的路上。On
the road to Damascus.
他遇见主了。
He met the Lord.
圣灵重生了他。
The Holy Spirit rebirthed him.
然后他再来读圣经的时候，
So when he read the scripture again,
整本旧约的话明亮了。
The Old Testament was bright to him.
同样是一本圣经，
The same Bible.
但是现在圣灵在他里面解释，
But now the Holy Spirit interprets it.
引他进入一切的真理，
And it leads him into all truth.
保罗的眼睛才开启。
Then Paul's eyes were opened.
他本来以为说，
Before he thought,
钉十字挂在木头上是被咒诅的。
Those who are hung on the tree are cursed.
主耶稣不可能是弥赛亚。
He said the Lord Jesus could not be the Messiah.
现在圣灵对他说话。
But now the Holy Spirit speaks to him.
不错。 挂在木头上是被咒诅的。
Yes, those hung on the tree should be cursed.
主耶稣不应该挂在那里。
Jesus should not have been hung
there. 挂在那里是保罗。
The one who should have been hung should have been Paul.
It
should have been you and me.
我们是受咒诅的。
We should be cursed.
我们是受律法咒诅的。
We should be cursed by the law.
但是主耶稣为我们死。
But the Lord died for us.
他为我们钉在十字架上。
He hung for us on the cross.
结果就拯救救赎我们， redeem us， 脱离 律法的咒诅。
So he redeemed us from the curse of the law.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters. 现在保罗明白了。
Now Paul understands.
现在保罗看见了。
Now Paul sees.
他从前为律法热心。
Before he was zealous for the law.
他觉得就律法的义来讲，我是无可指责的。
As to the righteousness of the law, I am blameless.
他可以说几乎满足了所有的律法。
He fulfilled the entire law.
他可以说如果有一百条律法，我遵守了一百条。
If there were 100 commandments, he would have kept 100.
他还漏掉一条。
But he missed one.
这就是斯提凡对他说的。
And that is what Stephen told.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
你们这些守律法的人，
those of you who keep the law,
居然抗拒圣灵。
But you are against the Holy Spirit.
你们居然把那义者杀卖了，杀了。
You killed and murdered the righteous one.
你们把神的儿子。
The Son of God.
你们把神的礼物
，the gift of God，
把它钉在十字架上。
You nailed them to the cross.
你说你没有罪。
You said you have no sin.
你说你没有犯一条的律法。
You said you didn't break any commandment.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
保罗所犯的罪
，the sin that Paul committed，
那是最终之罪
，is the sin of sin.
所有罪里面最大的
，it is the greatest sin of all.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
难怪保罗我说我是罪人中的罪人。
No wonder Paul said he's the chief among sinners.
一个守律法的人
，one who keeps the law，
一个就着律法的义来无可指。
One who is blameless before the law.
他能看见我是个罪人。
He can see I am a sinner.
这是谁做的
？Who did that?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见没有
？Do you see?
这就是当保罗得着启示。
When Paul received revelation.
看见十字架上所完成的。
When he saw what was accomplished on the cross.
他就伏在神的话语面前。
He prostrated before the word.
不是他做的。
Not that he did anything.
一切都是神做的。
Everything God did.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这就是 Saint Augustine 所说的。
This is what Saint Augustine said.
神赐降下律法。
God gave grace.
是要叫人寻求恩典。
So that grace can be, so that grace can be sought.
已经过1500年的失败的历史。
Through 1500 years of a
failed history. 我们需要恩典。
Man says, I need grace.
我们需要救主。
We need the Savior.
但是还有另外一面。
But there's another angle too.
神为什么赐下恩典呢
？Why did the Lord give grace?
是叫叫是是是为着叫律法能够得到成全
，so that the law could be fulfilled。
弟兄姊妹，你看稀奇不稀奇
？Is that amazing？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为律法是圣洁的
，because the law is holy。
诫命是圣洁的
，all the commandments are holy。
代表神的旨意
，it represents God's will。
代表神的标准
，it represents God's standard。
神的标准从来不降低的
，God's standard is never lowered。
这是宇宙所以存在的缘故
，this is why the universe exists。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
天地都能废去
，the heaven and earth can pass away。
神的话一点一画都。
But God's word, not one iota, will go away.
所以主说
，So the Lord said,
我来了是要成全律，不是废掉律法，那是要成全律法。
He said, I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
神降下律法
，When He gave the law,
叫我们寻求恩典
，So that we could seek grace.
神给我们恩典
，But He gives us grace,
好让律法得以成全
，So that the law can be fulfilled.
这是怎么回事呢
？What's this matter here?
你看见这就是保罗继续的经历
，And this is the continuation of Paul's experience.
他慢慢得救了
，When he was saved,
他看见因信。
He said, "Justified by faith."
我什么也没有做。
He said, "I did nothing."
都是圣灵做的。
Everything the Holy Spirit did.
所以他在加拉太第三章第三节。
So in Galatians 3:3.
你知道他对加拉太人怎么说
？You know what he said?
你们已经靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体来成全吗
？Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?
这样的无知吗
？Are you so foolish?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
保罗能够帮助加拉太的教众教会。
Paul can help the church in Galatia.
保罗自己学了很深的功课。
It's because he learned a deep lesson.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
因为在他追求主的历史里面
，because through the history of his seeking God.
当初他从圣灵入门以后
，after he began in the Spirit.
不要忘记
，don't forget.
一个长久在律法底下有习惯的人
，one who has a habit of being under the law.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
他说他那个时候的感觉。
The feeling he had.
觉得我既然有圣灵入门了
He said that if I begun with the Spirit.
不错，上天堂什么都不要做
Yes, if you go to heaven, you don't have to do anything.
得救什么都不要做
You don't have to do anything to be saved.
但是现在我生下来了
But now I'm born.
这是圣灵做的
This is done by the Holy Spirit.
但如果我要长大
But if I am to grow,
如果要被成全,
if I am to be complete,
那这个只需要靠肉体了,
then it's by the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗?
Do you understand?
一个长久在律法底下生活的人,
someone who lives in a long time under the law,
虽然他看见了他得救和律法一点关系都没有, 行律法一点关系都没有,
even though he sees he has nothing to do with the law,
这生下来没有错,
but he is born.
但如果我要生长的话,
but what happens if I want to grow?
如果要完全的话,
if I want to be perfect,
我总得做点什么事,
I have to do something.
我总得帮神一点的嘛,
I have to help God a little bit.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
这句话虽然是责备加拉太人的话,
even though these are words rebuking the Galatians,
但是这是保罗现身说法他自己经历过的,
but this is what Paul himself experienced.
我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know?
你读罗马书第七章就清楚了。
If you read chapter 7 of Romans, you will know.
有人告诉我们说,
some people tell us,
罗马书第七章是保罗的自传。
Paul, somebody tells us that Romans 7 is the autobiography of Paul.
那么结果有人就辩论，学者就辩论。
So many scholars just have disputes.
到底这一章是保罗没有得救以前的经历呢，还是没有得救以后的经历？
Is this chapter the experience of Paul before he was saved or after?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你如果读那一段圣经内容的话，
If you are to read the context,
你很清楚的，
very clear,
那是保罗得救以后的经历。
It's the experience of Paul after he was saved.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说按照我里面的人是喜欢神的律。
He says, in me, in my inner man, I like the law.
请大家记得，
Let us remember,
一个没有得救的人，
someone who is not saved,
不会喜欢神的律的。
He would not like God's law.
他也不可能按照里面的人喜欢神的律的。
And he would not through the inner man like God's law.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
整个罗马第七章保罗失败的历史，
Romans 7 is the history of Paul's failure.
是保罗肉体奋斗的历史。
It is the fighting of the flesh in Paul.
那里不只讲了罪，
Not only does it speak of the sin,
那里也讲了死,
but it speaks of death.
罪是对我们的污秽来说的。
Sin has to do with our corruption.
死是指着我们对神的旨意没有力量、没有能力来说的。
Death has to do with us being weak before doing God's will.
弟兄姊妹，现在他蒙恩得救了。
Now he has been saved.
他明白神的旨意。
He understands God's will.
他要讨神的喜欢。
He wants to please God.
所以他对门徒别人对哥林多的教会怎么说呢？
So what did he say to the Corinthians?
你们应该效法我。
Be imitators of me.
好像我效法基督一样。
Even as I also am Christ.
保罗是个效法基督。
Paul was one who imitated Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他要讨神的喜欢。
He wants to please God.
他在以弗所书第五章怎么说呢？
What did he say in Ephesians 5?
所以你们应该效法神。
Be ye imitators of God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dear children.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗也是效法神的。
Paul imitated God.
那么保罗怎么能效法神？怎么能效法基督呢？
How can Paul imitate God? How can he imitate Christ?
他要讨神的喜悦。
He has to please God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他就自己就为自己定了一些律法。
So he established some laws for himself.
神已经把他放在恩典的原则底下。
God already put him under the principle of grace.
他又把自己放回到律法的原则底下。
Yet he put himself under the principle of law.
从前是罪的重担。
Before it was the burden of sin.
现在变成圣洁的重担。
Now it's the burden of holiness.
为什么重担呢？
Why a burden?
因为这个也不可以做，那个也不可以做。
Because you can't do this, you can't do that.
我要像基督一样的谦卑。
I have to be humble like Christ.
基督一样谦卑的温柔。
I have to be gentle like him.
从前你教我什么是黑的，什么是白的。
Before you taught me what was black, what was white.
什么是罪，什么不是罪。
What was sin, what was not sin.
现在不是了。
But no longer.
更多了。
Now more.
怎样是基督的谦卑呢？
What is the humility of Christ?
怎样是基督的温柔？
What is the gentleness of Christ?
我既然效法基督，
So I am to imitate Christ.
我今天这样做像不像基督呢？
So therefore what I do today, is it like Christ?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
所以每天保罗就把自己放在律法底下。
So daily Paul put himself under the law.
所以你读保罗的书信，
So when you read the epistles,
他讲了律法的时候，
When he speaks of the law,
有两个用法。
There are two uses.
一个把律法在上面加上 article the. 冠词的。
So, in one use, it, you add the article the, so,
讲到
the law.
The law 的是讲到这那律法的时候。
So you speak of the law.
那是指着摩西的律法说的。
That refers to the law of Moses.
但是有的时候没有加上冠词。
So when you don't have the article the,
那是指着一个原则来说的。
Then it speaks of the principle.
我们知道保罗不在律法之下，在恩典之下。
We know that Paul is not under the law, he is under grace.
不是就没有律法了。
It doesn't mean that there is no more law.
弟兄，不是无法无天了。
It is not that there's lawlessness.
因为你如果在恩典之下的话。
If you are under the law, under grace.
罪就不再做你们的主。
Then if you're under grace, then sin no longer is your master.
所以证明什么？
What does that prove?
这不表示没有律法了。
It doesn't say that there's no more law.
因为现在呢，你看见罪不再做主了。
It says that the sin is no longer your master.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就是现在神是用恩典的原则来对待保罗。
So now the Lord is using the principle of grace to deal with Paul.
在律法的原则来对待他。
It is no longer using the principle of the law.
但现在得救了。
But now that he's saved,
现在蒙恩了。
Now that he's received grace,
现在我要长大了。
Now I want to grow.
我不要在基督里做婴孩。
No longer do I want to be an infant.
我要效法基督。
I want to be an imitator of Christ.
我要效法神那样。
I want to be like God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
基督的标准是高的。
The Christ standard is high.
神的标准也是高的。
God's standard is high.
弟兄姊妹。他要神的少讨神的喜欢。
He wants to please God.
结果他能够讨神的喜欢吗？
Can he please God?
他自己怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他在罗马书第八章第八节说。
He said in Romans 8:8.
属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
他自己就是肉体的人。
He knows that he is a fleshy man.
不能得神的喜欢。
He cannot please God.
这证明什么？
What does that mean?
证明他曾经想讨神的喜欢。
It means that at one point he desired to please God.
怎么讨神的喜欢？
How can you please God?
神的标准那么高。
God's standard is so high.
不知不觉的。
Unbeknownst to him.
他把自己放在律法的原则底下。
He put himself under the principle of the law.
从现在以后。
So from now on.
我讲话要很小心。
I have to be very careful what I say.
我现在以后我要很有忍耐。
From now on, I need to be patient.
我越忍耐。
The more I'm patient.
我就希望能显出基督的忍耐来。
The more I can manifest the patience of God.
那个忍耐是你意志的结果。
Because that is something I do with my will.
很多的温柔是我意志的结果。
So I will to have gentleness.
你在那里做。
So you are doing.
你在那里努力。
You are working.
你把自己放在律法的原则底下。
So you put yourself under the principle of the law.
效法神。
To be imitators of God.
效法基督。
To be imitators of
Christ. 这是生命的问题。
This is a matter of life.
这是生命自然长出来的。
It is naturally the life that grows.
你把一群的鸡啊和一群的鸭子把它赶到水边去。
So if you were to put a group of chickens and a group of ducks and send them all the way to the water.
这鸭子看到水啊，高兴得不得了。
The ducks love the water.
这个 chicken 呢，看到水就 chicken out.
But when the chickens see the water, they'll chicken out.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是性情的问题。
So this is a matter of their life.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
是有那个标准的。
There is a standard.
你看见没有？
You see that?
鸭子能够游水。
The duck can wade the water.
你要有鸭子的生命才可以。
But you have to have the life of a duck.
你要学鸭子。
You have to imitate the duck.
你要达到那个标准。
If you want to reach that standard,
你是把自己放在律法的之下，原则底下。
You are putting yourself under the principle of the law.
你如果顺着鸭子的生命发展的话，
But if you grow the life of a duck,
你是把你自己放在圣灵的原则、恩典的原则底下。
You then put yourself under the principle of grace.
所以这就是保罗。得救以后的故事。
This is the story of Paul after he was saved.
这就是保罗成长的故事。
This is the story of Paul's growth.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
最后他说我真是苦啊。
Then he said finally, Oh wretched man that I am.
谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体。
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
罗马书第六章讲身体。
Romans 6 speaks of the body.
第七章也讲身体。
Chapter 7 also speaks of the body.
第六章讲罪身。
Romans 6 speaks of the body of sin.
到第七章这里讲取死的身体。
In chapter 7, it speaks of the body of death.
这里的重点。
The emphasis here.
就在死。
It speaks of death.
死乃是极其软弱，软弱到了极点了。
Death is the weakest, the most weak you can be, the weakest of weak.
保罗说有的人没有分辨基督的身体，指着薄饼的时候说的。
What Paul said that some did not
discern.
did not discern the body of Christ in the Lord's table.
所以有的人就软弱了,
so some were weak.
也有人就死了,
and some even died.
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
什么叫做死呢?
What does death mean?
这里有一个人软弱到不能再软弱。
Somebody who is weak to a point he can't be weaker.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
保罗现在看见,
Paul now saw.
他的身体是取死的身体,
his body is a body of death.
是软弱到极点,
it is weakest to a certain point.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体?
That he cries out, who can deliver me from the body of death?
现在保罗被带到终点了。
So Paul has been brought to the end of his life.
他被带到尽头了。
He's brought to his end.
他有一个祷告。
He has a prayer.
谁能叫我脱离这取死的身体?
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是罗马第七章。
This is Romans 7.
这是保罗的自传。
This is Paul's biography. This is his failure. And this failure is after he was saved. Because he wants to be sanctified. Because he wants to be victorious.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
结果他觉得他一败涂地。
So he felt that he failed greatly. So he knew he cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在他说他自己故事以前,
before he spoke of his own story,
在第七章一开始,
at the beginning of chapter 7,
他发现一件事,
he noticed one thing.
当他从前在罪的辖制底下的时候,
when he was under the bondage of sin before,
他发现什么呢?
What did he notice?
他发现罪好像主人一样，他自己好像奴隶一样。
He saw that sin was like his master and he was a slave.
那么讲的律法呢?
So if you speak of the law,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看他觉得我真是苦啊。
He says, oh, I am wretched man am I.
从前是罪恶的重担。
Before was the burden of sin.
现在是圣洁的重担。
Now it's the burden of being perfect.
你怎么样能够怎么样能够有基督的荣耀, 怎么能有基督的忍耐和温柔谦卑?
How can we have the patience, love, and glory of God?
这些办不到的。
It's impossible.
弟兄姊妹, 不光身上有罪的律, 还有死的律。
Not only is there the law of sin, but there's a law of death.
罪的律叫我犯罪。
The law of sin makes me sin.
死的律叫我不能顺服神的旨意。
The law of death does not enable me to follow God's will.
我看见那个标准了。
I see that standard.
基督就是那个标准。
Christ is that standard.
要效法基督。
I want to imitate Christ.
我要达到那个地步。
I want to reach that point.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你看不知不觉把保罗把自己放在律法的原则底下。
Unbeknownst to him, Paul puts himself under the law.
所以好像绳子把他自己捆起来了。
It's as if he's bound by a rope.
如果他要脱离律法，怎么脱离？
If he is to be delivered from the law, how does he get delivered?
是的很，他脱离律法的办法跟脱离罪的办法是一样的。
To be delivered from the law is the same way you're delivered from sin.
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
当我们犯许许多多罪的时候，
When we commit many sins,
主耶稣的宝血，
The Lord's precious blood
直接对付我们所犯的罪的，
deals with our sins.
但是我们这个犯罪的人呢，
But we sinners,
你看见主耶稣不直接对付的，
The Lord does not deal with us directly.
你看，对不起， 主耶稣不直接去对付我们里面那个罪， 罪是个性情， 罪是个性情，
The sin itself is a nature.
Sinful nature 在我们的里面。
So there's a sinful nature in us.
这个罪是个性情。
This sin is a sinful nature.
那现在神不是把这个罪根拔起来的？
So the Lord does not just eradicate that sin.
主不是把罪根拔掉。
He doesn't pull that root out.
但是主是对付我们这个人。
But the Lord deals with us as a person.
你把罪根拔掉。
When you eradicate that sin,
你要罪死。
That sin dies.
问题解决了。
Then it's the problem solved.
但是神没有叫罪死。
But God did not allow sin to die.
神的救法是叫我们死。
The way of his salvation is for us to die.
弟兄们，不是你死就是我死。
If you don't die, I die.
你看，不是罪死就是我死。
If the sin does not die, I die.
我们以为说神是要罪死。
We thought that God wanted sin to die.
所以教会历史里面有一般弟兄姊妹认为说叫罪死。
So throughout church history, there were a group of people who said, we want sin to die.
弄了半天罪没有死。
But sin never died.
弟兄姊妹，这就是难处了。
That's the difficulty.
很多人紧张到一个地步。
Many people get so nervous.
他巴不得能有在罪上得着完 sinless perfection.
They want to have sinless perfection.
但是他越追求，
But the more they seek,
他根本就办不到的。
The more they cannot do.
弟兄姊妹， 这不是神的办法。
That's not God's way.
神的办法不是罪死。
God's way is not that sin would die.
神的办法是我们死。
God's way is that we would die.
只要我们死了，问题就解决。
As long as we die, everything's solved.
好，现在不光是要脱离罪。
Not only do we have to be delivered from sin,
脱离罪的秘诀是要脱离律法。
The secret to be delivered from sin is to be delivered from the law.
在我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
So that we be under grace, not under law.
那我们怎么脱离呢？
How do we be delivered?
那保罗就发现了。
Paul noticed something.
原来他嫁给律法了。
He was actually married to the law.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
当初人结婚的时候，
When someone is married,
不是彼此许愿吗？
Don't you have the mutual vows?
不管是疾病，不管怎样怎样，我们要厮守到一起。
Whether through health, whether through et cetera, et cetera, we'll be always together.
那很多妈妈一听到那个就落眼泪了。
Many mothers, when they hear that, they start crying.
这两个人再也分不开了。
These two people will forever be together.
你看保罗就这样啊。
Paul was just like that.
保罗向来是嫁给律法的。
Paul was married to the law.
就好像他的先生一样。
As if it were his husband.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是好先生。
This is a good spouse.
不是坏先生。
It's not a bad spouse.
他的要求都是对的。
All his requirements and demands are right.
很可惜他办不到。
But he cannot accomplish it.
尤其又是个中国的先生。
Especially if you have a Chinese spouse.
如果是个中国的丈夫的话。
If you have a Chinese husband.
因为他读了一点孔夫子的书。
Because maybe he read some writings of Confucius.
所以对父母要很有礼貌。
So you have to honor your parents.
所以每天早晨告诉太太说，你一起来，爸爸妈妈住在家里。
So he will tell his wife, now that our parents live at our home, every morning when you wake up,
你一定要倒端一杯茶，就到婆婆，到这个公公婆婆那去请安去。
And then you have to go and greet your father and mother-in-law with a cup of tea.
那么好了，他因为在美国长大的年轻人。
But because they're an American growing up in the United States,
下一代很注重下一代。
But they also think of the next generation.
所以他希望他太太对儿女要特别照顾他们，就不要做事，在家里就可以了。
So she tells her wife, "Well, you have to take care of the kids."
Stay at home. 每一个都是打扮得漂漂亮亮的。
And all the children, when they go out, they're dressed properly.
那他又生在二十一世纪。
And then he's born in the 21st century.
又生在电脑的世纪。
Born in the age of the computer.
他每天 email 很多信来信往，太多了。
And many times there's so much emails going back and forth.
所以他希望他太太能帮助他。
So sometimes he wants his wife to help him.
在200封信里面去过滤一下，他看20封就可以了。
So that his wife would then filter through all the 200 emails. So he just has to address 20 of them.
能够懂得电脑。
So he wants his wife to understand computers.
能够最少能够读那个电脑才可以。
At least she can understand reading email.
弟兄姊妹，你问这个太太。
So you ask this
wife. 这个先生所有的要求都是对的。
The demands of the husband are right.
要做一个美国标准的丈夫。
If you want to be an American standard husband.
你又是中国人。
But you're Chinese.
这个要求一点都不过分的。
The demand is not too overboard.
每天早晨一定要倒茶。
Every morning have some tea.
每天一定要把孩子弄得好好的。
Every morning dress your children properly.
累得不得了，还要替先生去查看看电脑。
Not only that, check emails for your husband.
这是好丈夫。
This is a good husband.
他的律法是好的律法。
His law is a good law.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brother and sister,
这个太太就是吃不消啊。
But the wife cannot stand it.
这个先生要很干净才可以。
The husband has to be very clean.
他就是邋邋遢遢的。
But she is just very messy.
先生看不见一滴水的。
The husband cannot see a drop of water.
先生看不见一点脏的。
The husband cannot see any dirt.
这个太太就比较随便一点。
So then the wife is a little messy.
还有他怎么学啊？这个 email 就是开不掉。
But the wife cannot understand anything about email.
她根本是电脑盲啊，根本就不懂得电脑。
She absolutely has no idea how to turn on the computer.
但她要满足先生的要求。
But she has to accomplish the demand of the husband.
弟兄，迟早有一天。
Sooner or later.
她说我真是苦啊。
She says, "Oh, I wretched woman am I."
你现在明白了吗
？Now do you understand?
为什么婚姻是一道墙
？Why is marriage a wall?
外面的人拼命想挤进去。
The people outside of marriage keep wanting to break through.
里面的人想拼命挤出来。
But people inside marriage want to break out.
就是有很多这样的丈夫。
There are many husbands like that.
但不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
他是个好丈夫。
He's a good husband.
他不是随便出去花天酒地随便乱来的没有。
He is not somebody who goes out and messes around.
他真是爱妻子。
He loves the wife.
但是他的要求也真是高。
But his demands are high.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你这样怎么过下去呢
？How do you live a life?
没有多久，他的太太神经就要崩溃掉了。
Soon the wife will have a nervous breakdown.
她不是不会呀，她不是不要，她不能啊。
It's not that she doesn't know, she doesn't want to, she just doesn't know how.
她办不到啊。
She doesn't know how.
所以怎么办呢
？So what does she do?
可以离婚吗
？Can she divorce?
不可以离婚。
No.
这是基督徒的丈夫，当然不可以离婚。
This is this is a Christian husband, so you can't divorce.
好了，又不能离婚。
So if you can't divorce,
现在你又不能脱离律法。
But then you can't.
脱离先生怎么办呢？
But you can't be freed from the husband.
但只有两个办法。
Two ways.
一个办法，先生死。
One is the husband dies.
这个是很不忍心的一件事。
But this, of course, is not very good.
另外一个办法呢？
The other way
是太太死。
Is the wife will die.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
保罗就是用这个做比方。
Paul used this as an example.
这个比方什么意思呢？
What's the example?
律法就像丈夫一样。
The law is like the husband.
那根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
律法是一点一划都不能废去的。
There is not one iota that has gone away.
他活得很好。
He lives very well.
而且活到永远。
He lives forever.
他不死的。
He never dies.
那弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这表示你永远在律法的要求底下。
It says forever you are under the demand of the law.
所以保罗看见一件事。
So Paul saw one thing.
神的办法不是叫律法死。
God's way is not that the law should die.
律法不能死。
The law cannot die.
律法代表神的标准。
The law is God's standard.
律法代表神的旨意。
The law is God's will.
所以怎么办呢？
So what happens?
他看见一件事。
He sees something.
结果神的办法是要保罗死。
So God's way is that Paul would die.
谁要保罗死？要我们这些人死。
Paul, he wants Paul to die. He wants you and me to die.
那怎么办呢？
What does he do?
所以十字架就来了。
So then the cross comes.
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了。
That by the body of Christ you have become dead to the law.
还有意思的。
It's very interesting.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When the Lord was crucified.
他幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil was torn from top to bottom.
根据希伯来书。
According to Hebrews.
那个幔子代表基督的身体。
That veil represented the body of Christ.
幔子裂开了，就是基督的身体裂开了。
The body was broken, was parted as the same way the veil was torn.
幔子上面绣了好多的基路伯 cherubim.
There are many cherubims embroidered on that veil.
代表四活物，代表我们这些人。
It speaks of the four living creatures.
所以当幔子裂开了，所有的活物也都死了。
So when the veil was torn, so all those creatures died as well.
所以保罗看见了。
So Paul saw.
当我们的主钉十字架，幔子裂开的时候。
When our Lord was crucified, when that veil was torn.
保罗也在那里。
Paul was there.
结果你看，不是律法死了，乃是保罗也死了。
But not only the law did not die, but Paul died.
所以在律法上也是死了。
And in the law, he died.
圣灵非常仔细。
The Holy Spirit is very specific.
这里圣灵没有讲十字架。
Here, the Holy Spirit did not say the cross.
他用基督的身体，包括十字架。
He used the body of Christ, which encompasses the cross.
因为这个身体不光死的。
Because this body is not just of death.
这个身体还要复活的。
This body will resurrect.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当主活复活的保罗和他一起复活。
When the Lord resurrects, Paul resurrects with him.
当然了。
Of course.
如果夫妇之间有了那么大的问题。
If between husband and wife there's such a big problem.
不是丈夫死就是妻子死。
If the husband doesn't die, the wife dies.
那么丈夫呢不能死也不肯死要活一直健康的很。
The husband not only does not die, he refuses to die.
那么好了只有太太死才能够解才能够脱离这个律法对不对。
So to be able to deliver from the law, then the wife must die.
但一死了就没有希望了。
But if you die, then nothing. Then you have no hope.
你想我们死了这个死了有什么希望？你就没有了，脱离律法，但什么都没有了。
So once you die, you lose all hope. There's nothing.
但是保罗看见了有两个丈夫。
But Paul says there are two husbands.
因为他又活过来。
Because now that he resurrected.
你看见这不是神话，这是圣经的事实。
It's not a fairy tale. It's a fact in the Bible.
结果就嫁给另外一个丈夫。
Then he married another husband.
这个丈夫就是基督自己。
And this husband is Christ himself.
所以他说就归给那从死里复活的。
He said that you are married to another, the one who raised from the dead.
叫我们结果子给谁？
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
现在有谦卑的果子了。
Now you have the fruit of humility.
现在有温柔的果子了。
You have the fruit of gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，现在像基督了。
Now you are like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
我们看见说，现在我们一面脱离了律法，
on one hand we are delivered from the law,
一面我们就连于基督，
and then we are one with the Christ.
这个站住跟那个丈夫不一样。
This husband is different than our other husband.
你看见吗？
You see
不错，每天早晨。
Yes, every morning.
应该他太太要端茶进去。
The wife had to brew some tea.
但这个先生常常替太太端进去。
But then this husband sometimes will take the tea in to the in-laws.
他回家第一件事就把地通通扫得干干净净的。
And as soon as he comes home, he sweeps the floor.
他有要求，他也有供应。
He has a demand, but he also has supply.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
所以这里给我们看见，归于基督乃是另外一个丈夫。
To be married to Christ is another husband.
这个丈夫所代表是恩典。
This husband represents grace.
结果是什么？
Then what's the
result? 这个丈夫不只有要求。
Not only does this husband have a demand.
这个丈夫也有供应。
But he also gives the supply.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这就是保罗从客观，从历史上。
This is how Paul, through the objective, through history,
看见他怎么脱离律法的
saw how he could be delivered from the law.
这是两千年前神已经做的事
This is what God did 2,000 years ago.
所以神把我们这个人已经他钉十字架，我们神已经我们也在那里
So we have also been crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
我们要认清这个事实
We need to acknowledge and reckon this.
你只要相信就可以
As long as you believe.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
对于已经成功的事实
First, this is something that has already happened.
你接受就可以了。
You just have to receive it.
然后从这里
，and from here,
圣灵又带我们进一步。
The Holy Spirit will take us the next step.
就把这个十字架交通给我们。
Will give us the fellowship of the cross.
当十字架交通给我们的时候
，when He gives us the fellowship of the cross,
不要忘记
，don't forget.
律法，神给降律法是叫我们寻求恩典。
God gave the law so that we can seek grace.
神给恩典是叫律法得以成全。
God gave us grace so that the law can be fulfilled.
告诉全宇宙说。
To tell the whole universe.
神的旨意永远是神的旨意。
God's will is forever God's will.
神永远没有废去他的旨意。
God did not abolish His will.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在恩典之下。
Under grace.
我们能够达到神所要我们达到。
We can reach and fulfill that which He wanted.
最后，我们终于磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we are conformed to the image of His Son.
这是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal purpose.
达到神永远旨意的那个途径是什么
？The way to the eternal purpose of God.
乃是经过十字架。
Is through the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
因着十字架的工作
，because of the work of the cross.
在律法上，我们也是死了。
According to the law, we are dead.
这是认识。
That is to know.
这是看见。
That is to see.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在我们日常的生活里。
In our daily lives.
现在圣灵要把两千年所做的，今天做在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit wants to take what happened 2,000 years ago and work in our lives today.
能要我们有一点的经历。
So that we can have an experience today.
好，我们已经看过一个人物。
So we already saw one character.
今天晚上我们时间不多，我们再看另外一个人物。
So today we're going to look at another character.
我们一同来看马太福音二十七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 27.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross.
这是个很特别的一段圣经。
This is a very special verse.
我们知道主耶稣刚好在衙门里面受审判，在官府里面。Judgment hall 受审判。
We know that our Lord was being judged in the judgment hall.
那最后主耶稣被定罪，要上十字架。
And then he was judged and he was to be crucified.
那你知道那个时候不光是主耶稣，还有两个强盗。
You know that not only was there Jesus, but there was also two other criminals.
要把他们送到刑场，要把他们送到哥哥他山去。
They were going to be sent to Golgotha.
Calvary.
To Calvary.
结果我们知道，根据这里圣经的记载。
So according to the Bible,
有四个兵丁
there are four soldiers.
因为后来四个兵丁啊分主耶稣的外衣
So those four soldiers wanted to divide the garments of our Lord.
那么根据那个时候的习惯这样
So according to the tradition at that time,
当犯人要送到刑场去，要到刑场去钉十字架以前
So before these criminals were to be sent to be crucified,
所以四个兵丁要成为一个方阵。
So the four soldiers are to establish a hollow square.
那这个三个犯人呢就在中间。
And in this hollow square, the three criminals would sit.
每一个人都要背着他的十字架。
And each one of them is to bear the cross.
我们弟兄已经说过了。
Our brother already mentioned.
那个十字架很重的那根已经在那里了。
The vertical portion of the cross was already on the mount.
那现在呢？不管怎么样，他身上背着一个重量。
So now they have to bear the weight of the beam.
那么然后呢？他们就要就然后呢？这个兵丁呢就带着他们往刑场走。
And so the soldiers will lead them in a procession.
他们从来不走最近的路。
They never go the shortest route.
他们总是走最远最远的路。
They always go the longest route.
他们希望许许多人都看见就害怕了。
They want many people to see so they would fear.
所以这里有三个人背十字架。
So now you have three who are bearing the cross.
背十字架什么意思？
What does it mean to bear the cross?
They were condemned. 他们被定罪了。
That means they were condemned.
然后呢，他们的胸前呢有一个牌子。
And in the front of their breast there's a plate.
就告诉我们他们的罪什么罪。
It shows them what sin they were convicted of.
然后最后呢，在钉十字架就把那个钉在那个十字架上面。
And then that plaque would be nailed to the cross.
有的时候是挂在胸前。
Sometimes they put it in front of their breast.
有的时候有一个罗马兵丁就把这个罪状高举在一起。
Or sometimes the soldier will hold up the plaque.
所以要全世界的人都看，全城的人都看见。
So everybody in that city would see that sin.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
根据圣约翰福音告诉我们
，According to John，
刚开始的时候
，At the very beginning，
我们主耶稣背着自己的十字架
，Our Lord bare His own cross。
但是想想看
，Think about it，
一个晚上
，At one night，
被审问
，He was interrogated，
从一个地方拖到另外一个
，Dragged from one place to another，
被鞭打
，Scourged，
被戏弄
，He was mocked。
弟兄姊妹，到这个时候他可以说完全精疲力。
At this point, he was exhausted to the point of death.
等到我们的主好像要倒下的时候
，Right when our Lord was about to fall down.
那这个时候，根据罗马的律法
，And according to Roman law,
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
我们现在讲十字架与律法
，We're talking about the cross and the law.
我们特别讲背十字架与律法
，We're talking about bearing the cross and the law.
现在是讲十字架的交通
，This is the fellowship of the cross.
这个背十字架。特别只重在十字架交通。
So to bear the cross, we're speaking of fellowship of the cross.
那么这个交通是怎么交通的呢
？How do you have that fellowship?
你看这里有一件事。
Here you have an occurrence.
圣灵记载了一个故事。
The Spirit made an account.
有一个人从古利奈来的。
There was one from Cyrene.
那这个人是从哪里来的呢
？Where did he come from?
就是今天这个我们知道北非啊、有一个国家叫利比亚。
So we know today there's a nation in North Africa called Libya.
如果你不知道是个利比亚哪里，你只记得一个很有名的独裁者叫做格达菲。
So if you don't remember where Libya is, you remember the dictator, famous dictator, Gaddafi.
所以就在这个北非靠近海边的地方。
So in North Africa near the sea.
如果今天有机会，大家到埃及的亚历山大。
So if you go to Alexandria today in Egypt,
然后你再往西走
and you go west,
你看见一大片的撒哈拉大沙漠
you'll see the Sahara Desert.
然后等到那个北边呢，你等到这个靠地中海，离开地中海大概十英里的地方
about 10 miles away from the Mediterranean Sea.
有一个城叫做古利奈
then you have a city called Cyrene.
那个城是个山城。
That Cyrene is a mountain town.
是两千英尺高，比海拔两千英尺高的。
It's 2,000 feet above sea level.
在它的南边还有更高的山。
And in the south, there are even higher mountains.
那更高山很有用的。
And those mountains are very useful.
就把撒哈拉大沙漠的那个风啊，那个热风就把它挡住了。
It actually helps block the heat of the Sahara Desert.
所以那一带土地是非常肥沃的。
So that soil there is very fertile.
所以古利奈的就变成了那个地方很重要、很重要的一座城。
So that city of Cyrene is very important in that region.
那么古利奈的西门是犹太人。
So Simon of Cyrene is a Jew.
那这个城本来是个希腊城。
This city used to be a Greek city.
但等了亚历山大以后
，But after Alexander
死了以后
，After Alexander
四个将军就把整个希腊的天帝国把它分了。
So after Alexander the Great died, then the Greek Empire was divided.
那个时候我们知道在埃及有一个王朝，有个 dynasty.
So we know that in Egypt there was a dynasty.
那个时候呢，有一个王就把犹太人一定是把他们送到。
So there was a king that forced many Jews to the area of Cyrene.
所以古利奈代表什么
？What does Cyrene represent？
这些人不要到那里去的。
These people did not want to go to Cyrene.
每个人都有选择自己居住的自由。
Everybody has the freedom to choose where they want to live.
但这是犹太人。
But these Jews，
他们因为是在异族的铁蹄底下。
Because they were under the
control.
They were under the dominion of a dictatorship.
所以他们不是自己的人。
They were not their own.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见古利奈的西门,
the Simon of Cyrene, he didn't want to bear the cross. And the people from Cyrene didn't want to go to Cyrene. The Jews there.
但是现在他们不是自己的人,
but they are no longer their own people.
所以当初这些人就是不情不愿地被送到了古利奈去。
These people were forced to go to Cyrene.
他们是犹太人。
They were Jews.
每年到了过节的, 尤其是逾越节的时候,
especially during the Passover,
他们一定大概集了一辈子的钱。
They would collect the money from all their lifehold earnings so that one day they can go to Jerusalem.
到了耶路撒冷庆祝逾越节,
so they can go through the Passover.
你知道这是他们梦想好久好久的梦。
That is a lifelong dream.
如果他们一生能到耶路撒冷,
if through their life, in one time in their life, they can go to Jerusalem.
过节那些荣耀的情绪,
and when they can see the feast,
虽然他们住在靠近沙漠的地方,
even though they live by the desert,
但如果有一辈一生如果有 有一个可能，有一个机会，能叫他看看耶路撒冷，他们就所有的愿望都好了。So
their one desire and one wish is that one day they can go to Jerusalem once in their lifetime. Why do they want to go to Jerusalem? They want to go worship. They want to be with the children of God. They didn't plan on bearing the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在有人拍拍他的肩膀。
So somebody touched him on the shoulder.
他回头看看，不是普通的手。
When he looked back, it was not just a normal hand.
罗马兵的那个枪的尖端。
It was the flat side of the spear of the Roman soldier.
这个时候你肯不肯走，你不听也得听，非走不可。
You have to then obey.
所以这个时候啊，你看当古利奈背起主耶稣十字架的。
So Simon of Cyrene had to bear the cross of Jesus.
你能感觉到里面的感觉啊。
Can you sense what he was feeling?
那一天一定是最倒霉的一天， Green Day.
So that time was
the Green Day.
It's probably the grimmest day of his life.
所以他觉得为什么是我呢?
He would ask, why me?
在这么多人里面，为什么兵力不点，别人刚点，刚点我呢？
Why did the soldier not touch somebody else, but they taught me?
我们也常常这样，对不对？
Don't we ask the same thing?
许多事情临到我们的时候，
many things when they happen to us.
我们常说主啊，为什么是我呢？
We ask, why me? Why me?
那就很奇怪啊。
But it's very strange.
如果神给你1000万美金的话，
if somebody were to give you $10 million,
你从来不说为什么是我，
you never ask why me.
没有的，
you said no.
但是你背十字架，
but as soon as you bear the cross,
为什么不是你愿意的？
It's not because you want to.
你没有准备好背十字架，
you weren't ready to bear the cross.
不错，
of course,
你是个犹太人，
you are a Jew.
你要遵守神的旨意，
you are to keep the law, keep the will of God.
弟兄姊妹， 你说这是为什么你到耶路撒冷来？
That is why you go to Jerusalem.
所以在他的行程表里面没有背十字架这一项。
But in his itinerary, he never said he was going to bear the cross.
我们蒙恩得救以后，
after we are saved,
我们爱主，
we love the Lord.
我们巴不得要长大，
we want to mature.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
很稀奇，
amazing.
许多时候我们像古利奈人一样，
sometimes we are like Simon of Cyrene.
现在事情发生了，
after the thing happened,
那个结果是什么？
What's the result?
结果要叫我们背起十字架来，
we have to bear the cross.
弟兄姊妹，罪不是
We didn't commit the sin.
你看见没有？ 现在主耶稣好像罪人也， 其实他没有罪。
It's as if Jesus was the sinner, but he did not have sin.
背十字架什么意思？
What does it mean to bear the cross?
背十字架证明我是罪人呢？
To bear the cross says I'm a sinner.
只有主耶稣不是罪人。
Only Jesus was not a sinner.
我们每个人背十字架都证明我们是罪人。
When we bear the cross, it proves that we are sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 我们乃是罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
We are sinners saved by grace.
所以保罗到了晚年的时候，
so in Paul's old age,
他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
He says, I'm the chief of sinners.
他说, I am the chief of sinners. 我现在就是罪人。
He says, I am in the present tense.
他没有说, I was, 没有的。
He didn't say, I was in the past tense.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一个背十字架的人，
one who bears the cross,
就证明说我是该死的，
proves that I should die,
就证明说我是个罪人，
proves that I'm a sinner,
就证明说我什么都不能，
proves that I can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹， 这是古利奈。
This is Cyrene.
古利奈的西门,
this is Simon of Cyrene.
他没有准备好,
he wasn't ready.
结果你看见有人拍拍他的肩膀,
then somebody touched him on the shoulder.
现在他背十字架,
now he has to bear the cross.
按理来讲那是最悲惨的一天。
That is the grimmest day of his life.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这是他一生最美好的一天。
But it's also the best day of his life.
许多时候我们背十字架,
so many times we bear the cross.
我们就这一天真倒霉。
We said, oh, this is such a bad luck.
基督徒没有倒霉的时候,
but there's no such thing as bad
luck.
This is actually the most blessed time.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
在这里你看见说,
you see,
普利奈的经历常常是我们的经历。
The experience of Simon is our experience.
说若有人要跟从我,
if the Lord says, someone to follow me,
就当舍己,
he has to deny
himself.
Bear up the cross and follow me.
什么叫舍己呢?
What is to deny himself? It is mean you don't have your own plans. You have amassed so much money. Your purpose is to go to Jerusalem. You want to worship God. You want to rejoice with the people of Israel.
Brothers,
if we are to follow the Lord, if Simon of Cyrene, in God's eternal purpose, he had a portion.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果要达到这个目的的话,
if he is to reach that purpose,
这个目的怎么达到的?
How is to reach it?
他以为他在他的计划里面,
he thought that in his plan,
你看见是到耶路撒冷过节的,
he was to go and spend the Jerusalem
at the feast. 什么叫做舍己?
What does it mean to deny himself?
就是在你的计划里面,
it means that in your own plans,
你没有把这些放在里面,
you hadn't planned this.
现在你要把这些完全放在一边,
and now you have to put your plans aside.
不管你喜欢不喜欢,
no matter whether you like it or not,
你背起十字架来,
you have to bear the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等一等,
wait,
回过头,
when you look back,
你就知道, 古利奈发现他是最蒙恩的人,
you see that Simon was the most blessed.
当你好像经过苦难的时候,
when you think that you're going through difficulties,
当你背起十字架的时候,
when you bear the cross,
也许你真的觉得很苦,
maybe you think you're suffering,
你觉得你非常的委屈,
maybe you have suffered much.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and
sisters, 不要忘记,
don't forget,
过了以后,
afterwards,
回过头来看,
when you look back,
你觉得你蒙了最大的恩典,
you see that you've received the greatest blessing.
弟兄姊妹, 当马可形容这段故事的时候,
when Mark was describing this,
他说这古利奈的西门是亚历山大和卢浮的父亲,
he said that Simon of Cyrene was the father of Alexander and Rufus.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
我们知道说马可写信给罗马人,
we know that Mark's letter was to the Romans.
马可的福音是为着罗马人,
Mark's gospel was for the Romans.
所以证明说卢浮一定是罗马教会大家都认得的,
so it must mean that all the people in the Roman church know who Rufus was.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这证明说卢浮得, 证明说古利奈得救了,
it means that Simon was saved.
现在呢, 圣经告诉我们说,
so the Bible tells us,
等到这个他是谁呢? 他是卢浮的父亲,
it is, he is Rufus's father.
那么等到你读罗马书第16章的时候,
so when you read Romans 16,
你看这个保罗怎么说?
What does Paul say?
他说问在主蒙拣选的卢浮和他的母亲安,
salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine.
很稀奇, 下面保罗怎么说?
It's quite amazing. What did Paul say?
他的母亲就是我的母亲。
His mother is my mother.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一定是一件不平凡的解释。
This is not something very ordinary.
保罗, 这个是古利奈的西门,
Simon of Cyrene,
觉得为什么是我?
He says, why me?
现在主的答案是,
now the Lord's answer is,
他的儿子是蒙拣选的。
His son Rufus is chosen in the Lord. Because Simon was chosen. Every time we bear the cross, that is our glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, because you have been chosen.
结果你看见古利奈西门帮助了多少的人?
How many people did Simon of Cyrene help?
保罗说他的母亲就是古利奈的妻子就是我的母亲。
Paul said that the wife of Simon is also my mother.
这就是为什么?
This is why.
十字架乃是达到神永远旨意的途径。
The cross is the way to the eternal purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
对于罗浮，对于古利奈的西门来讲,
to Simon the Cyrene,
那是他一天最悲惨的日子。
That was the grimmest day of his life.
他回过头去看,
but when he looks back,
那是他一生最荣耀的日子。
That is the most glorious day of his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以圣灵用这一段的故事,
so the Holy Spirit uses the story,
来形容给我们看,
to describe to us,
十字架的交通,
the fellowship of the cross,
怎么成全律法,
how it can How it can fulfill the law.
那么这个跟十字架跟律法有什么关系？
What does it have to do with the law?
它有关系的。
It has a lot to do with the law.
这和主的话非常有关系。
Has a lot to do with the word.
你知道为什么兵丁可以这样做吗？
Why can the soldier do this?
那个时候罗马还有一个律法的。
There was a law in Rome.
因为我们知道犹太人在罗马的统治这个侵占底下。
Because we know that the Jews were an occupied territory.
所以在罗马帝国范围里面，所有的人都要听话的。
So under the Roman Empire, everybody had to be obedient to the law.
那么你记不记得？
Do you remember?
我们的主在马太福音第五章那里，我们好不好看一下马太福音第五章。
So in Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第四十一节
，Matthew chapter 5 verse 41。
有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里路。
And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too.
请大家记得
，Please remember
这个强迫这个字
，the word compel，
它的动这个是个动词
，It's a verb。
这个原文它的名词呢
，But the noun version of the word
是有典故的。With
It's actually a word that is filled with history.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
因为那个字啊是从波斯借来的。
Because this word was borrowed from Persia.
在当初的波斯的话里面是代表义夫。
So in the original word in Persia, the word is courier.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们知道还记得这个以斯帖的故事，对不对？
We all remember the story of Esther, right?
一个命令下去。
One command.
然后一百多个省。都听见了。
And all the 100 provinces heard the command.
所以怎么办呢？他们要用人呢、啊，把消息送出去。
They have to use. How do they get the word out? They have to send people out.
所以在整个的过程里面设了好多站。
So in and throughout the system that they had many different posts.
那每一个站都是都每一站都叫驿都是驿站。
And each post was a courier post.
那么这个送信的人是驿卒或者驿夫，然后就把从这里就送到那里。
And so you had couriers sending the messages through from post to post.
那在这个驿站那个地方
，So at that post,
你要给水、给粮食，因为他们跑得很辛苦嘛。
Then at that post, you have water, you have food, because all the couriers were hungry and
thirsty. 政府有的时候提供这些东西。
And the government many times would supply that.
但有的时候来不及。
But many times they would run out.
所以波斯有一条法律的。
So there's a Persian law.
就是那个时候，他可以找任何的人。
That at that time they can find anybody.
你要么给水
，you have to provide water.
要么给吃的
，you have to provide food.
或者你就跑到下一站去
，or you become the courier yourself.
这就是那个字的用来源。
And that's the word that's where the compel comes from.
所以后来到了罗马。
So when it came to Rome,
你知道很多东西都是从波斯到了罗马。
Many things came from Persia to Rome.
比方说十字架
，for example, the cross.
最早是波斯的。
The cross actually originated from Persia.
为什么波斯呢？
Why Persia?
因为在波斯人的感觉里面。
So because in the minds of Persians.
这个地是非常圣洁的。
The land, the ground is holy ground.
所有的犯人他受刑的时候都不能够和地发生关系的。
All the criminals should not touch the ground.
所以一定要把这个人举起来。
So you have to erect that person above the ground.
所以这就是如约翰福音说人子被举起来。
So that is when in James, John speaks of the Son of Man being elevated.
好像这个全地都是非常 holy 的。
It's because the entire ground is holy.
但是最圣洁的主居然要被举起来的。
But the most holy one is to be erected.
所以后来呢，这个亚历山大就从波斯那里接过来这个十字架这个刑罚。
So Alexander the Great actually received from Persia the cross.
然后亚历山大就传给了罗马。
And then from there it went to Rome.
那也是这样，这里的强迫。
This word compel.
强迫人来做什么事
？To compel to do something.
那么就从波斯就传到罗马。
And this word came from Persia to Rome.
不过罗马是讲律法的。
But Rome is a place of the law.
那根据罗马的律法
，According to Roman law，
你不能随便使用一个人的。
You cannot just use somebody anyway.
你真的叫他走路的话
，If you are to ask him to walk，
最多一里
，He can only go maximum.
走完一里，你可以不必走了。
He can only go maximum 1 mile.
你受罗马这个受罗马律法的保护。
You are protected under Roman law.
你只要走一里路就可以。
You only have to walk 1 mile.
弟兄姊妹，是在这个背景底下。
In this background,
我们的主怎么说
？Our Lord said,
如果有人叫你走一里
If one tells you to walk 1 mile,
弟兄姊妹，你走完一里，你不必再走了。
After 1 mile, you don't have to walk again.
这是律法最高的要求。
That is the highest demand of the law.
但是有一个要求比这律法要求更高的。
But there's a demand even higher.
这个谁来要求呢
？And who's demanding it?
是我们来主来要求的。
Our Lord demands it.
你的敌人要你走一里路。
Your enemy wants you to walk 1 mile.
根据罗马律法，一里就完了。
According to Roman law, you only have to walk 1 mile.
你不必再走一里路了。
You don't have to walk any extra.
但是谁叫你走第二里路呢
？But who asked you to walk the extra mile?
是我们的主叫你走第二里路。
Our Lord asked us to walk the extra mile.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你看见没有
？Now you see.
在这里有一个东西比律法更高的。
Here's something higher than the law.
这里有一个要求好像比律法更高的。
A demand higher than the law.
很稀奇。
Amazing.
不光第三个律法这样，不光是第二里路这样。
Not only the second mile.
这个转过第二个脸来。
But also turning your cheek.
同样的一个原则。
It's the same principle.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道圣经怎么说？你们听见有话说。
It says there you have heard.
圣经没有说你们听见律法书这么说。
It didn't say you have heard from the law.
弟兄姊妹，稀奇得很。
It's quite amazing.
我们的主这里讲的以言还言，以牙还牙。
Here he speaks of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
那是人类最古老、最早的历史。最早最早的律法。
This is actually the oldest law in the world.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember.
在这个历史上。
In history.
我们看见说有一个最古老的律法。
The oldest law.
这个律法是叫做哈姆拇拉比律法。
It's called the Code of Hammurabi.
那根据 Code of Hammurabi， 这是大概在摩西以前700年一个巴比伦王所颁布的律法。
This is the Code of Hammurabi was given about 700 years before Moses' time.
那么在那个律法里面
，He was from the King of Egypt.
已经有了以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And in that law, it speaks of eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
所以这也是律法。
That is the law.
我们的主用这个来形容律法的原则。
So the Lord uses to speak on the principle of the law.
但是你读到旧约的时候
，When you read the Old Testament，
尤其你读到出埃及记的时候
，When you read Exodus，
你看见圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say？
他若有别害，就要以命偿命。
And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life.
以言还言，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚。
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
以烙还烙，以伤还伤，以打还打。
Burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe.
最后一个。
The very end.
人家打你的右脸。
When you are hit on one side of the cheek,
你人家打你右脸，你应该打回去的。
You're supposed to return it back.
根据这个律法要打回去的。
According to this law, you're supposed to
hit the back. 但是主耶稣怎么说
？But what did the Lord say?
这里不光不是旧约的律法。
Not only is it not the Old Testament law.
这里更不是哈姆拉比的律法。
It's also not the Code of Hammurabi.
其实哈姆拉比的律法并不是最高的律法。
The Code of Hammurabi is not the highest law.
就历史来讲，很早很早不错。
It's very, of course, it's the oldest law.
他说，如果一个人是一个，如果一个人是个尊贵的人。
In the Code of Hammurabi, he says, if someone is a gentleman,
你伤他眼睛，那么另外一个眼睛要赔他。
If you actually hurt his eye, you will have to give your eye to him.
你打掉他一个牙齿，他应该给他另外一个牙齿。
If you take out his tooth, you need to return his tooth.
但如果这个人不是，这个人如果是普通的穷人的话。
But if the person that you, the other person is a poor, ordinary person,
你只要用钱赔偿他就可以了。
You only have to give money.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见没有？
Now do you see?
你回到神的律法。
When you return to God's law.
你回到旧约
，When you go to the Old Testament，
很明显的
，It's very clear。
如果人打你右脸
，If someone does smite you on the cheek，
你当然也打他右脸吧
，But you're supposed to smite him too。
你看见没有？律法是公平的原则。
The law is fair。
在旧约讲 justice 的。
It's in the Old Testament speaks of justice。
但是主怎么说呢
？But what did the Lord say？
主说你把另外一个脸转过去。
He said turn your other cheek。
敌人打了你脸以后
，After the enemy hits your cheek，
他高兴得不得了。
He is so happy。
他觉得我再好，他没有再打你另外一个脸。
He's not wanting to hit your other cheek。
是谁叫你转过第二个脸
？Who tells you to turn your cheek？
是我们的主。
It is our Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
这里也都是律法。
It is all law.
有犹太的律法。
We have the Jewish law.
有哈姆拉比的律法。
We have the law of Hammurabi.
有罗马的律法。
We have the Roman law.
比方说
，For example，
里衣和外衣。
When you talk about the tunic and the cloak，
但如果你读到出埃及22章的时候
，When you speak， when you read Exodus 22，
这也是律法。
It's also a law.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为犹太人的普通可以好几件的里衣。
Because there are many tunics in the with the Jews.
但是他只有一件外衣。
But they only have one cloak.
这件外衣呢，白天是衣服。
During the day, that cloak is a robe.
晚上就在毯子。
But at night, it serves as a blanket.
所以你懂的意思吗？
So do you understand?
根据律法呢？
According to the law.
你如果真的拿你邻舍的外衣来做当头的话，
If you are to take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge.
圣经说，到了日落的时候，你要还给他。
The Bible says before sundown, you need to give it back to him.
因为你不还给他，他晚上就挨冻了。
Because if you do not give it back to him, he has nowhere to sleep.
就没有什么东西遮盖他。
There's nothing that can cover him to sleep.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
So now do you understand?
如果人要打你的外衣的话，
If somebody is to take your tunic,
他根本没有意思要拿你的外衣的。
He does not want to take your cloak.
因为拿你的外衣，太阳以前就要还给你，太麻烦了。
Because if he's going to take your cloak, he still has to return it to you before sundown.
但是主耶稣不要怕麻烦。
But the Lord is not afraid of.
说主耶稣说不要怕麻烦。
He says he's not afraid of.
你要
of.
他不怕麻烦。
Trouble. He's not afraid of any extra trouble.
所以这个时候呢，主说你要把外衣也给他。
So the Lord said, you also have to give him your cloak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
为什么走一里路？
Why do you walk an extra mile?
走一里路，而且是背，就你看见古利奈西门背十字架。
Simon of Cyrene bore the cross.
是根据什么律法
？According to what law?
就是主所说的。
Is to what the Lord.
如果有人叫你走一里路
，If one is to ask you to walk one mile,
你陪他走第二里路。
Walk the second mile.
想想看，弟兄。
Think about it.
等到古利奈后来读马太福音的时候
，When the Simon of Cyrene read Matthew,
读到主这一段圣经的时候
，When he read this part of the scripture,
你看他里面什么样的感觉？
What kind of feeling do you think he had?
他觉得背十字架没有意义的。
He thought there was no purpose in me bearing the cross.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers.
现在你看见吗？如果有人叫你走一里路
，Do you see if one tells you to walk a mile?
你要走他两里路。
You walk two.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers.
结果是什么
？What's the result?
我们看见最后的结果是个荣耀的结果。
We know the final result is glorious.
为什么呢
？Why?
你读这一段圣经的时候
，If you read the scripture，
我们不大明白。
We don't understand.
为什么主说要转过第二个脸？
Why do we have to turn our cheek?
为什么主说要给第二件衣服
？Why do we have to give our cloak?
为什么主说要走第二里路
？Why do we have to walk the second mile?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是爱的故事。
This is a story of love.
没有爱的人
，if someone who has no love，
办不到这些事
，can't do this。
而这个爱
，and this love，
乃是十字架的爱
，is the love of the cross。
这个爱在什么地方表演的
？Where is this love shown？
这个爱就一个地方可以表演。
It can only be acted out one place。
那就是十字架。
And that is on the cross。
弟兄姊妹，你还记得吗
？Do you remember？
当人把我们的主钉十字架
，when man crucified our Lord，
那是人对神的恨到了最高点。
That was the apex of man's hatred to the Lord。
当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候
，when he was crucified，
你说谁把他钉十字架
？You ask who crucified？
是人把他钉在十字架。
Man crucified。
全世界打主耶稣的右脸。
The entire world hit smote our Lord's cheek。
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
这一打。
When they
是不是就成功救赎了呢
？Does that mean that salvation was accomplished？
不是的
，No。
如果是的话
，If it was，
那犹大没有功劳也有苦劳的，他一定有功劳的。
That means that then Judas actually contributed to salvation。
所以现在很多人喜欢读什么什么 Judas Gospel 什么这些东西。So,
today many people like to study about this matter of the Gospel of Judas。
弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
这些人想替犹大说话的。
Many of these want to speak on behalf of Judas。
意思是如果犹大不卖主，我们就不得救。
It's as if Judas didn't betray our Lord, then we wouldn't have been saved。
没有这件事。
No。
光是犹大。
Just Judas,
光是比拉多
，just Pilate，
不过人把主钉身地人主钉在十字架上
，a man crucified the Lord，
救恩没有完成的
，but the salvation was not complete。
但是请记得
，remember，
当人恨我们的主到最高点的时候
，when man hated the Lord to its most，
主为我们祷告
，the Lord prayed for us，
父啊赦免他们
，Father forgive them，
赦免谁呀
？Forgive who？
钉他十字架的人
，those who crucified，
赦免谁呀
？Who？
这些罪人
，those sinners，
就是你和我
，you and me。
现在请记得
，now remember，
神要不要听这个祷告
？Is the Lord going to, is God going to listen to that prayer？
他的儿子，他祷告非听不可。
His son, he has to listen to that prayer。
他如果听这个祷告的话
，if he is to answer that prayer，
你把神的公义放在哪里
？Where do you put the right, the judgment, the righteousness of God？
弟兄姊妹， 你看见神能不能随随便把一个有罪的人当作无罪的？
How can God just treat a sinner as if he had no sin?
他不能这样做。
He cannot do that.
所以神要这么做。
So what did God have to do?
所以弟兄姊妹，请记得一件事。
Do remember.
当我们的主被钉在十字架上。
When our Lord was crucified.
因为他为我们祷告。
Because he prayed for us.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
那为着要完成神的爱。
So to accomplish his love,
也完成神的公义
to accomplish his righteousness.
现在主耶稣要站在我们的位置
Now the Lord has to stand on our side.
所以圣经怎么说呢
What do the Bible say?
他诚然担当我们的忧患 他诚然担当我们的
Surely he hath borne our griefs.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
人击打他。
Man smote him.
人把他钉在十字架。
Man crucified.
现在为着完成救恩。
For the accomplishment of salvation.
他的儿子一定要站在人的地位，为我们做救赎的工。
His son needed to stand on the position of man.
现在神把他钉在十字架。
Now God has crucified.
现在神击打他。
Now God has smote.
什么叫做救恩？
What is salvation?
什么叫十字架的爱？
What is the love of the cross?
不是只有一张脸。
It is not just one cheek.
他的敌人要主耶稣的右脸。
The enemy wanted his right cheek.
结果神要他转过另外一个脸来。
But God wanted him turn to the other cheek.
这一回是神击打他。
And then God smote him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们的主顺服神一直到死。
Our Lord obeyed God until the very end.
只有这样。
Only then,
神的救恩才能够完成。
Can God's salvation be
accomplished? 犹大一点的功劳也没有。
Judas had no contribution.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
这个爱是什么爱
？What kind of love is this?
这个爱当然是十字架的爱。
This love is the love of the cross.
不光如此
，Not only that.
当他在十字架的时候
，When he was on the cross,
你看见那些兵丁要分他的外衣
，When those soldiers wanted to divide his garments,
为他的礼仪研究。为他礼仪念旧。
They went ahead and cast lots for his tunic.
亲爱的，这什么意思
？What does that mean?
你知道说外衣。
We know that
他们分四个兵丁，一个人分一份。
We know that the soldiers divided the four different things.
犹太人外面所带的那个时候。
The Jews at that time wore four different things.
他的鞋。
They would wear shoes.
他的头巾。
They would wear the turban.
他的腰带。
The girdle.
还有就是他的外衣。
And also the cloak.
所以四样刚好分成四份。
So four pieces of clothing for four soldiers.
有的人拿了鞋子去了。
One took the shoes.
有的人拿了头巾去了。
One took the turban.
有的人拿了腰带去了。
One took the girdle.
有的人拿外衣就去了。
And one took the cloak.
那现在剩下什么
？The only thing left.
现在剩下的乃是礼仪。
The only thing left was a turban.
从上到下一片的。
The tunic was one seamless piece of
cloth. 那为着不随便把它撕碎的缘故。
Just so they didn't want to tear it apart.
所以现在他们玩一个游戏。
So they were playing a game.
谁赢了，谁就有整片的礼仪。
Whoever wins gets to take the tunic.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
当我们的主
Lord,
被挂在十字架上
，When he was crucified.
当人分他的外衣。
When people were dividing his clothing,
当人要为他的礼仪念旧的时候
，and when they were trying to cast lots for the tunic,
你知道我们的主给人的感觉是什么吗
？What did our Lord give the feeling to others?
从人的角度来看
，in man's eyes,
神借着人来剥夺他。
God used man to strip him.
所以这个是剥夺的手。
So this is a stripping hand.
十字架有个过程叫做剥夺的过程。
There is a weight of the cross that is a stripping of the cross.
你利用在1950几年代的时候。
In the 1950s, Brother Watson.
他写了一首诗歌。
He wrote a hymn.
他说：“神啊，你正在拆毁我的建筑。”
He says, "Now you are dismantling my building."
你好像下手来剥夺我的所有。
It's as if you're coming down to strip me of all.
他有一个最好的祷告。
He had the greatest
prayer. 在最后有一个祷告。
At the very end, he had a prayer.
神啊，你什么都可以剥夺走。
He said, "The Lord God, you can strip anything."
你要留下一样东西给我。
But please leave one thing for me.
那就是你剥夺的手。
And that is leave your stripping hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的主在十字架上
，Our Lord on the cross.
神借着兵丁
，through the soldiers.
你看见把我们的主完全的剥夺了。
God stripped His Son entirely.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是什么
？What does that mean?
这是十字架的爱。
That is the love of the cross.
世人要他死。
Man wanted God for him to die.
钉他十字架。
Crucify him. Crucify him.
结果他从死里复活。
And yet he raised from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，人要他走一里路。
the man wanted to walk 1 mile.
结果他走了两里路。
He walked 2.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
他就为我们完成了救赎。
He accomplished the work of salvation.
这个爱叫做十字架的爱。
This is the love of the cross.
这个爱是完全的爱。
This love is a complete love.
弟兄姊妹，你爱弟兄的爱只是半圆的爱。
The love that you have for your brothers is just but a semicircle.
爱朋友的爱是半圆的爱。
The love for friends is but a semicircle.
只有你为仇敌祷告的时候。
Only when you pray for your enemies.
只有你爱仇敌的时候。
When you love your enemies.
才是一个完全的爱。
Then it is a complete love.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们都是十字架的仇敌。
We are all enemies of the cross.
世界是他的仇敌。
The world is.
肉体是他的仇敌。
The flesh is his enemy.
罪是他的仇敌。
Sin is his enemy.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们就是十字架爱的对象。
We are the objects of the love of the cross.
这是十字架的爱。
This is the love of the cross.
主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
你们要完全像天父一样的完全。
You shall become perfect like the Father is perfect.
我们怎么可能办得到呢
？How can we do that?
我们有可能这个圣洁像天父那样圣洁吗
？Can we be as perfect like the Father is?
没有这件事。
It's impossible.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你读罗马书第五章那一段。
If you read the passage in Romans 5,
那里的完全
，the perfect there
是指着爱的完全。
It speaks of the perfection of love.
什么都办不到。
We can't do anything.
但有一件事
，one thing we can do.
主呼召我们
，the Lord calls.
要我们完全
，that we are to be perfect.
像天父一样的完全
，just like the heavenly Father.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
他把雨给好人，也给歹人。
He gives rain. He rains not only on good people but on bad people.
这个爱是完全爱的话。
If this love is a complete love,
你爱你的朋友。
You need to love your friend.
你也能爱你的仇敌。
You can love your enemy.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
主耶稣在十字架上有那个爱。
On the cross, there's that love.
他要把那爱交通给我们。
He wants to fellowship that love to you and me.
这叫做十字架的交通。
This is the fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你走一里路已经满足律法了。
If you walk 1 mile, you accomplish the law.
你给他礼已经满足律法了。
You give the tunic, you fulfill the law.
你转过第一个脸，满足律法了。
If you turn your right cheek, you fulfill the law.
你为什么还不高兴呢
？Why aren't you happy?
你为什么还不舒服呢
？Why aren't you restful?
你为什么没有喜乐呢
？Why don't you have joy?
什么时候你有喜乐
？When do you have joy?
你转过另外一个脸。
It's when you turn your other cheek.
这证明什么
？What does that prove?
这是恩典的水在那里长大。
That is the grace living in you.
弟兄姊妹，我们不在律法之下，在恩典之下。
No longer under the law, but under grace.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个生命是个超越的生命。
This life is a transcendent life.
这 more than 这个生命是胜过是得胜有余的 more than conquer.
It's a life that is it's a love that is more than conquer.
让我们记得
let us remember.
这是我们的主，要把这个十字架的爱。
The Lord wants to take that love
交通给你，交通给我。
To fellowship you and me.
结果我们就能完全。
And then we can be complete.
像天父完全。
We can be perfect like the heavenly Father is perfect.
这是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal purpose.
当我们磨成儿神儿子形象的时候。
When we are conformed to the image of His Son.
这是神儿子的旨意。
That is His will.
这是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal
purpose. 不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget.
既然是旨意。
Since it is His will.
代表他的标准。
It is his standard.
那个律法是比普通律法更高的。
And that law is higher than any other law.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见，当你满足，当你这个进入完全爱的时候
，When you have entered into the perfect love,
你当然成全了律法。
Then you have fulfilled the law.
律法只要60分。
The law only needs 60 points.
你考了100分。
But you've actually got 100 on your test.
所以这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你没有废掉律法。
You have not abolished the law.
结果你反而成全律法。
And yet you have fulfilled the law.
成全律法什么意思
？What does fulfilling law mean?
完成神永远的旨意。
To accomplish the eternal purpose.
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
当这个古利奈的西门
，When Simon of Cyrene，
当他背起十字架来跟随主的时候
，When he bore the cross and followed the Lord，
你有没有注意到
？Did you notice？
在马太福音只说强逼他背起十字架。
The Lord, in Matthew, it actually said it compelled him to bear the cross.
马可福音告诉我们，他的父亲是卢弗，他是卢弗的父亲。
And in Mark, it tells us that he was the father of Rufus.
那不止如此。
But not only that.
你读到路加福音的时候。
When you read Luke.
圣经告诉我们说，请记得，这是背十字架的意思。
And the account in Luke it tells us the bearing of the cross.
把十字架搁在他身上。
They laid the cross on him.
然后在主耶稣的后边跟随他。
That he might bear it after Jesus.
许多人只背十字架，不跟随他。
Many people bear the cross but don't bear it after Jesus.
这不是主的意思。
That's not the Lord's will.
若有人要跟从我，
if someone is to follow me,
就当舍己，
he must deny himself.
背起他的十字架，
bear up his cross.
来跟从我，
and follow me.
我们把后面几个字都没有听见。
We forget the follow me.
你只记得受了多少的苦。
You only remember how much you suffered.
你只记得婆婆的脸。
You only remember your mother-in-law's face.
你只记得媳妇的脸。
You only remember your spouse's face.
你只记得你难听的声音。
You only remember the quarrels.
你背了多少的十字架？
You've bared the
cross. 你受了多少的苦？
You've suffered much.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
什么叫做背十字架？
What is to bear the cross?
这一次古利奈背十字架，
When the Simon and Cyrene bore the cross,
是在后面跟随主耶稣。
He also followed the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当耶路撒冷女子哭主耶稣的时候，
When the women of daughters of Jerusalem were crying,
他们看见主耶稣全体都是伤痕。
When they saw all the bruises on the Lord,
他们为主耶稣哭。
They wept for the Lord.
主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord
耶路撒冷女子啊，
said, Daughters of Jerusalem,
你们不要为我哭，
Don't worry about me.
你们要为你们自己哭，
Don't weep for me, weep for yourself.
将来耶路撒冷一块石头不留在一块石头上，
Because sooner or later Jerusalem one stone will not be upon
another. 你们都是罪人
啊， You are all sinners.
没有多久神的审判就来到了，
Sooner or later the judgment of God will be upon
you. 不要为我哭，
Don't weep for
me. 我要上十字架。
I am going to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个人怎么可能是罪人呢？
How could this person be a sinner?
这个罪人怎么讲这个话呢？
How can a sinner say these words?
他一定是救主。
He is the savior.
我要知道到底是怎样的一位。
I want to know who he is.
因为你背十字架。
Because you bore the cross.
你更靠近主了。
You are closer to the Lord.
主说的话你都听见了。
You hear every word the Lord says.
我问弟兄姊妹，
I ask you.
这些话谁听见的？
Who actually listened to these words?
后来路加怎么记下来的？
How did Luke make an account for these words?
路加都是保罗给他的。
Luke's words were given by Paul.
而卢弗的母亲就是保罗的母亲。
And Rufus's mother was Paul's mother.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
谁看清楚这一切？
Who saw this clearly?
谁做耶稣基督的见证人？
Who became the witness for the Lord Jesus?
谁做十字架的见证人？
Who was the witness for the cross?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
古利奈的心。
Simon of Cyrene.
你不知道。
You do not know.
当你背十字架的时候，
when you bear the cross,
是你与主最亲近的时候。
That is when you are closest to the Lord.
他要擦干你的眼泪。
He will wipe away your tears.
你的损失算不得损失。
Your loss is no loss.
你欢迎这个损失。
You welcome the loss.
本来你不明白。
You do not understand.
为什么神这样对待我？
Why did the Lord treat me such?
我要来敬拜他。
I came to worship him.
这是我一辈子的储蓄。
That is my dream.
我不是要背十字架的。
I don't want to bear the cross.
但做梦也没有想到。
But you never thought.
神为他所预备的。
What God prepared for him.
想也没有想到。
He never thought that.
所以难怪。
No wonder.
他是个蒙拣选的人。
He was a chosen one.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你背十字架。
Now when you bear the cross.
是神优待你。
God is choosing you.
神用爱来对待你。
God is treating you with love.
看见神把荣耀给你。
God gives you glory.
现在你能跟随他。
Now you can follow him.
听见他所说的话。
Now you can hear his words.
你更认识他。
Now you know him more.
然后最后看他怎样钉十字架。
And you could see him crucified.
兵丁怎样剥夺他。
How the soldiers stripped him.
然后怎样听见他说父啊赦免他们。
Then how he says Father forgive them.
这叫什么？
What does that mean?
这叫做十字架的交通。
That is the fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个交通，
this fellowship,
你能与主有最亲密的交通。
You can have the closest fellowship with the
Lord. 结果弟兄姊妹，
then brothers and sisters,
你看见古利奈的西门，
you see Simon of Cyrene,
就能完成神在他身上的旨意，
can fulfill the will upon his life.
你知道马可啊，
you know Mark,
曾经跟过保罗的，
he followed Paul.
他觉得跟保罗提的大皮包都很好的。
He actually thought that it would be an honor just to carry a suitcase.
后来碰到问题，他说我要妈妈，他就回去了。
And then he found a difficulty and he cried out for his mom and ran away.
那这是这个马可。
That's Mark.
马可觉得能替主耶稣拿来，能替保罗拿来皮包就可以。
Mark thought that was an honor to just take Paul's briefcase.
等到古利奈西门。
But Simon of Cyrene.
他蒙恩得救以后。
After he was saved.
他回过头去想。
When he looked back.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这一回他不是拿主耶稣的皮包。
He didn't just carry the briefcase.
如果他知道主是神的儿子，
if he knew that the Lord was the
Son
of God, it was his savior.
神为什么看上他？
Why did God choose him.
给他这么大的荣耀。
Give him such a glory.
他能背他的十字架。
That he can bear his cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们背起我们的十字架。
When we bear our own cross.
我们以为很多的十字架。
We thought that there are many crosses.
十字架就一个。
There is only one cross.
乃是当我们从主那里接过他的十字架的时候。
That is when we receive from the Lord his cross.
这个就变成你的十字架。
Then it becomes your cross.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是古利奈的故事。
That is the story of Simon
of Cyrene. 我们为着这个真是感谢主。
For this we thank the Lord.
你看见吗？在这里不知不觉的。
Unbeknownst.
我们叫古利奈的西门。
To Simon the Cyrene.
满足了父神的心。
He actually fulfilled God's heart.
我相信他不止走一里。
I believe he did not just walk 1 mile.
他一定走另外的一里。
I believe he walked the second mile.
他守在十字架的底下。
He was under the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看最后神的旨意。
At the very end, the will of God.
在他身上完成。
Was accomplished.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
神把律法降下。
God gave the law.
要我们寻求恩典。
So that we can seek grace.
我们就能因着十字架所完成，能脱离律法。
So that we can be delivered from the law.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因着他把恩典给我们。
Because he gave us grace.
靠着这个恩典。
And by that grace.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们能转第二个脸。
We can turn our other cheek.
走第二里路。
Walk the second mile.
给第二件衣服。
Give our cloak.
我们的主在十字架上怎样。
However the Lord was on the cross.
我们也这样。
We can be also.
这什么意思。
What does that mean?
我们就磨成。神儿子的形象。
We are conformed to the image.
我们在哪里磨成的？
Where do we are we conformed?
那个 mold, 那个模型是十字架的模型。
And that mold comes from the cross.
愿主对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
如果你觉得好，请你使用这些话。
If you see it fit, please use these words.
但愿一次解决我们的问题。
Lord, solve our problems once and for all.
许多时候我们不明白什么叫背十字架。
So many times we don't know what it means
to bear the cross. 原来你把十字架交通给我们。
But you have fellowshiped the cross.
你把十字架爱交通给我们。
You have given us the love of the cross.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们就欢迎这个交通。
We welcome this fellowship.
许多时候我们不明白。
So many times we don't understand.
但是我们愿意听你的话说。
But we want to hear your word.
要舍己背起我们的十字架。
Deny ourselves, bear up the cross.
来跟从你。
And follow you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
是你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
我们把敬拜爱戴都归给你。
We give you praise, worship, and love.
我们要伏在灰尘里面。
We prostrate in the dust.
我们爬着滚着要来到你面前，主啊，是你恩待我们。
Even if we have to crawl, we want to come after you.
是你看上我们，是你给我们尊荣。
Because you are the one who has looked favorably upon us.
能够这样背起十字架来跟随你。
So that we can bear the cross and follow you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 对不起，我借了8分钟，不再还了。
I'm sorry, I borrowed 8 minutes, but I won't return it.